I play out all of our Radio 4 comedies to give you something to chortle about on the train. Talking of which, it's time to welcome back to the airwaves Radio 4's perennial antidote to panel games.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Oh, well, hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to the Richmond Theatre in Richmond, in the London Borough of Richmond. According to its official website, Richmond is the only London borough on both sides of the River Thames. The other facts are a bit dull. Richmond's most famous tourist attraction must be Hampton Court Palace. Originally built for Cardinal Thomas Wolsey, Henry VIII took Hampton Court Palace over in 1529 and extended it to make a home for his new bride, Anne Boleyn. It's recorded in her diary that when she arrived there on the first evening of their honeymoon, Anne's breath was taken away when she saw the size of his magnificent Hampton Court in the setting sun. The palace later fell into disrepair and was restored in the 1690s with taxes raised by the new king, William of Orange, or William III, as he was known to Londoners who'd recently invented rhyming slang. The Lithuanian travelling fair performer Alexander Zass lived here during the 1930s. Once promoted as the world's strongest man, Zass married his sideshow sweetheart, two-ton Ethel, the world's fattest lady. And when they fell on hard times, Zass took a job as a scaffolder to support her. Nearby is Kew Gardens. In addition to the world's largest collection of living plants, Kew has its famous spiritual gardens. The Japanese Garden of Harmony links the Japanese Garden of Peace and the Japanese Garden of Tranquility, where, for authenticity, visitors are invited to help slaughter a blue whale and pull its entrails out for dog food. The former Spice Girl, Emma Bunton, used to live near here. Emma left the group in 2000 to exploit her talent in a solo career and was snapped up just 9 years later to present the 5 a.m. slot on Heart FM. Nearby Twickenham is known as the home of English rugby. Noted rugby sides that regularly play at Twickenham include London Wasps, although occasionally they send their B team. Twickenham Stadium is the largest in the world devoted solely to the sport of rugby union, although it also hosts rock concerts and for 50 years has been the venue for the annual convention of Jehovah's Witnesses. They actually meet in the car park as the man on the door will never open it. But they're not the only visitors here who struggle to be let in. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Crowe and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Joe Brand. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever-fragrant Samantha. Okay, well, we start this week with a look at events from history. So, teams, I'd like your suggestions, please, of how certain historical events would have sounded if they'd been reported inaccurately or misheard in some way. Barry, you can start, please.
June the 6th, 1944, the B-Day landings.
Tim. 1969, Neil Armstrong, the first to moon.
Joe.
1939, Hitler invades Poundland.
Graham.
Roger Bannister eats 4 minute moles.
<laughs> 1066, Battle of Hastings won by Will I Am.
40 Greek soldiers in Trojan whores.
volcano wipes out Popeye.
Sir Isaac Newton discovers gravy.
Archimedes has Ulrika moment in Bath.
Well, we move on to a game called One Song to the Tune of Another. I can guess what you're thinking, teams. What's that all about? Well, let me explain it in simple terms. A song is like a fine oil painting. The canvas represents the tune onto which is laid the paint or words. Famous artists of old would frequently overpaint their works with new images, or in our terms, replace the words in the song. Vincent van Gogh repainted his works time and again over many years, and this obsessive compulsive behaviour was symptomatic of van Gogh's troubled psyche. And we all know what happened to him in the end. But what could possibly prompt people to want to cut off their own ears? Piano, Colin Searle. So we'll start with you, Barry. I'd like you to sing the words of my old man's A Dustman to the tune of The Sunshine of Your Smile.
My old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gorblimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big hobnailed boots. He's got such a job to pull them up that he calls them daisy rules. Some folks give tips at Christmas, and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the steps. Now one old man got nasty, and to the council wrote, next time my old man went round there, he punched him up the throat.
Oh, Barry Prado, it's always a thankless task having to go first, so I won't bother. Well, you now, Tim, I'd like you to sing the words of Teenage Dirtbag to the tune of Danny Boy.
Her name is Noel, I have a dream about her. She rings my bell, I got a gym class in half an hour. Oh, how she rocks in Keds and tube socks. But she doesn't know who I am, and she doesn't give a damn about me. 'Cause I'm a teenage dirtbag baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby. Now listen to how I am baby with me. Her boyfriend's a dick and he brings a gun to
Thank you, Tim. So, your turn, Joe. I'd like you to sing the words of I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry to the tune of the Toreador's March.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave. Drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to. Just wanna try you on, I'm curious for you. Caught my attention. I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Doesn't mean I'm in love tonight.
Joe Brand, Joe Brown there. Now, who knew that the people of Richmond could clap along slightly out of time like that? Finally, Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of Madonna's Hanky Panky to the tune of the Can Can.
Some girls, they like candy, and others, they like to grind. I'll settle for the back of your head somewhere on my behind. Treat me like I'm a bad girl, even when I'm being good to you. I don't want you to thank me. You can just bang me. Some guys like to sweet talk, and others, they like to tease time. I end behind my back, and ooh, I'm in ecstasy. Don't slobber me with kisses. I can get that from my sisters. Before I get too cranky, you better little hanky panky. Nothing like a good spanky. Good spanky, don't take out your hanky. Jeez, I don't wanna cry, I just wanna hanky panky. Like hanky panky, hanky panky. Nothing like a good spanky. Good spanky. Please don't call a doctor, cause there's nothing wrong with me. I just like things a little rough. You better not disagree, cause I don't like a big soft. You know I like someone mean and bossy. Hey! Oh!
In this next round, the teams will boast about some impressive facet of their lives. For example, Timbrook Taylor recently made a will in which the houses in Hampstead will go to his eldest son, the Chelsea Mews cottages to his granddaughter, and the Docklands apartment block to his nephew. It's great comfort to Tim to know someone will be taking over his paper rounds. Well, Barry Cryer was recently filmed for Who Do You Think You Are, but he couldn't remember. OK, well, the teams will imagine their various groups of people boasting about something, with each player trying to outdo the preceding boaster. When I sound my gong once, the teams will have to change the topic of conversation. If I gong twice, it's the end of the round. So we'll start with you, Tim. You're a variety act waiting with others to be auditioned. So off you go, please.
Well, I just do a bit of juggling, a bit of magic, finish with a song. That's me.
I juggle with cannonballs. In my act. While also, that's with one hand up and down cannonballs, the other hand's playing a xylophone.
Well, I balance a pie on my mouth without eating it for more than 2 seconds.
Impressive.
Yes, I do that. And I do it on a high wire. I work with doves. The doves attack me. And I beat them off with a pie.
I juggle with cannon and ball, actually. Usually underwater.
It's interesting you were saying underwater, because I play the bagpipes underwater. I call my character Jock Cousteau.
I juggle underwater wearing a kilt with cannon and ball tied to both of my legs, and I'm dancing at the same time, and I'm singing as well, and still not eating the pie.
It's uncanny. Almost exactly the same as my act, except there's a shark in the tank. I'm singing Wrecking Ball. But I do a complete family wash while I'm in there, and then when I get out, I saw the audience in half.
I eat the pie.
Okay. Oh. The next subject is cosmetic surgery.
Well, it's not generally known that my hair is black, and I've dyed it white in an attempt to look older and wiser.
Well, I can go one better than that. I am, in fact, Rene Zellweger.
The next subject, economies in the home.
I have thrown away my ironing board and I'm using my husband instead.
We use recycled toilet paper. We get it from next door.
I drink my own bath water. It's Buxton water, of course.
We've closed down both the loos in our house. There's two holes in the garden. We want, you know, gents and ladies, you've got to be decent about this.
We've done the same, but we've also disposed of toilet paper and we use my husband instead.
That's his role, is it?
We've gone in for insulation. And the attic, the cavity walls, beneath the floorboards, we've insulated with owls. They're warm-blooded and they keep the place very warm. We have underfloor hooting.
Right, finally, competing nuns.
We are a silent order.
We can... As we can tell, we're a talking order. That's the order we talk in.
We are a juggling order. Parts of our services involve juggling of sacred objects.
Yes, we're a yodeling order, and it's very tiresome. Nobody gets a wink of sleep. That's very difficult for us. And we're also, we have no heating at all. And the convent has been moved to the South Pole, where we're frequently mistaken for penguins.
We're in fact a court order, and we're not allowed to say anything about what we do.
Well, we move on now to a round called Chat Up Turndowns. It's often said that Barry, Graham and Tim all have something that can make women go weak at the knees. Arthritis. Now, there are a few things more irksome to the woman about town than an unwelcome advance. And to this end, I've been provided with a selection of popular chat-up lines to which I'd like the teams to suggest guaranteed put-downs. So, Graham, here's the first chat-up line for you. You must be a keyboard, because you're definitely my type.
Control-Alt-Delete.
Barry, one for you. The only thing your eyes haven't told me is your name.
You'd be at home in my eyes. I've got a sty in one of them.
Tim, here's your line for a put-down. You must be from South Korea because I think you're my soulmate.
I hope you're not from Cyprus because I don't want your knickers here.
And finally, Joe... I'm not an organ donor, but I'd be happy to give you my heart.
Well, I've got a Stanley knife with me. Can I get it now?
Graham again. Keep it quiet, but I'm completely naked under these clothes.
I know, your flies are undone.
Barry, if being sexy was a crime, you'd be guilty as charged.
You'd get off. Lack of evidence.
Tim, girl, you must be a broom because you've swept me off my feet.
You must be a hay rake because you're a complete tosser.
And Joe, if you were a vegetable, you'd be a cutecumber.
You are a vegetable.
Right, well, here are some for any of you to have a go at rejecting. What's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
I'm here because it says ladies on the door.
If I were a gardener, I'd put your two lips and my two lips together.
Hopefully that'd crush your bulbs.
The word of the day is legs. Want to go back to your place and spread the word?
No, the word of the day is chlamydia.
Your lips look so lonely. Would they like to meet mine?
No, it's my fist that's lonely.
And finally, hi, I'm bisexual. I'd like to buy you a drink and then get sexual.
No, you're bicurious. You can buy me a drink and then wonder where I've gone.
Well, this next game is called Just a Minim, and it's a musical version of the long-running wireless favourite Just a Minute. So we need Colin Sell in this bit to get... Colin. We need Colin Sell in this bit to keep quiet. So we can hear ourselves think. As the minute waltz gently fades away, please welcome the four enthusiastic, bubbly, effervescent, sparkling, frothy players who are also lively, entertaining, quick-witted, etc., etc., etc. Joe Brand, you're to go first, and the song I'd like you to sing with your usual wit and wisdom without hesitation, repetition, deviation, or repetition is... Chirpy, Chirpy, Cheep Cheep.
Has the female mammal related to you departed? Little baby Don, small puppy with a name beginning with D. Où est votre maman departé? Wo ist deine Mutter? Far, a lot away. Long distance, very big. In that direction.
And Barry has challenged Joe there. He was doing so well, wasn't she, ladies and gentlemen? I think he did very, very well. Joe, obviously, a comparative novice to the game that we love to play so much. And he actually got to 55 seconds before Barry chose to challenge on that, presumably with the hope that he'll only have 5 seconds to fill with his attempt at singing Chirpy Chirp. What was the nature of your challenge, Barry?
I regret to say I thought there was hesitation there.
What?
Well, Barry there is...
I'm regretting it as I speak.
I think we're all regretting it, Barry.
Yes.
You've turned the air quite sour with your rancid challenge. No one likes a pedant, Barry. No one likes a pedant. Least of all in this game. And, Barry, of course, a seasoned player of the game that we love to play. Not only in this country, but all over the world. It's listened to by people who love to listen to the game that we love to play so much. But nevertheless, there was a slight hesitation there, even though Joe Brand, a novice of the game that we love to play, was doing so very well. But that leaves Barry with 5 seconds left to go of Chirpy, Chirpy, Cheep Cheep.
Last night I detected my father's wife singing a song. Ooh, wee, chippy, choppy, chap, chit.
There's Barry there discovering how time can drag. And Graham has challenged him there. What was the nature of your challenge there, Graham? Graham, a seasoned player of the game. You have to play. What was the nature of your challenge there, Graham?
Hesitation.
There was a hesitation, wasn't there? Yes, there was. See how it feels, Barry.
Yes.
When you're struggling to find the word, it's not easy, is it?
I'm duly humbled.
Yes, there was. There was a hesitation, wasn't there, Graham? Graham, a seasoned player of the game that we'll have to play, has picked up on the hesitation there. And so with only... 1 second left. It's down to Graham with Chirpy, Chirpy, Cheep, Cheep. Graham, a seasoned veteran of the game, I've forgotten to mention, but with 1 second left to go, Graham with Chirpy, Chirpy, Cheep, Cheep.
Woke up this...
And Tim has challenged that. Came in very quickly there, Tim. You were straight in. What was the nature of your challenge, Tim?
Hesitation.
Yes, there was.
And also deviation.
What was the deviation, Tim?
From the tune.
Deviation from the tune. Well, I can't really give you that, but I think the audience enjoyed your challenge so much. I will. I'll give you an extra point and a cuddly toy, and make you the chairman of Tesco. And to Tim, with only a quarter of a second left of chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep. Tim, a seasoned veteran of the game that we love to play. Not terribly good at it. He's been playing it for many, many years. Never got any better. It's a funny thing, that. Tim Brooke-Taylor.
Chirpy, chopy, chippy, choppy, chappy, choo.
And Tim was singing when the whistle went, which means that that is the end of that. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time for a... Oh, don't patronise us, please. We're doing our very best here. There is just time for a round of Milliner's Songbook. Samantha has to nip out now as she's off to visit her new gentleman friend who collects examples of headgear from all over the world. His home is full of them, and there are hats on every piece of furniture, so it's difficult to avoid them. Samantha says he's very understanding, and last week he didn't object when she sat on his fez. So, teams, I'll ask you to suggest titles of songs which might suit hat lovers, milliners and other headgear enthusiasts. So, Graham, maybe you could start, please.
Sing Something Wimple.
Barry?
I want to hold your hat.
Tim?
Sit down, you're rocking my boater.
Well, we started with the big guns here, didn't we? Joe?
Anything by Chuck Berry. What do you mean, oh?
I'll be your balaclava from Liverpool.
I'm the turban spaceman.
My bonnet lies over the ocean.
Mozart's quartet in A-flat cap.
Hey, Snood.
A Panama. Do, 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 do.
Okay, well, it is nearly time to end the show, but not before we have the yes no interlude. So, is everybody ready?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
And with that, it is the end of the show. So, from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Richmond, it's goodbye, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Joe Brand were being given silly things to do by Jack Dean, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.
Hooray, they're well and truly back, so don't miss Jack Dean and the teams at the same time next Monday.